Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Inside Trump's hush money trial in New York. Welcome to our segment, where we delve into the latest developments surrounding the hush money trial in New York involving former President Donald Trump. Today, we'll explore the key aspects of this high-profile case. The hush money trial centers around allegations that Trump and his associates orchestrated a scheme to silence women who claimed to have had extramarital affairs with him before the 2016 presidential election. These women, including adult film actress Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, were allegedly paid substantial sums of money to prevent them from going public with their allegations, which could have potentially damaged Trump's chances in the election. The legal issue is whether these payments violated campaign finance laws. Prosecutors argue that the payments were made to influence the election outcome, thus qualifying them as campaign expenses that should have been reported and subject to contribution limits. On the other hand, Trump's defense maintains that the payments were personal and unrelated to the campaign, thus not subject to campaign finance laws. Given the involvement of a former president and the salacious nature of the allegations, the trial has attracted significant media attention and public scrutiny. It raises important questions about transparency, accountability, and the rule of law in American politics. Regardless of the trial's outcome, its implications will likely reverberate throughout the political landscape for years. Let's look at all the charges against Donald Trump in New York. Prosecutors have been conducting a wide-ranging investigation into the business dealings of the Trump Organization. The charges primarily revolve around allegations of financial misconduct, including tax evasion, insurance fraud, and bank fraud. These are serious allegations that could carry significant consequences if proven in court. What specific legal challenges does the prosecution face in bringing a case against a former president? Bringing charges against a former president presents a unique set of legal challenges, particularly regarding jurisdiction and executive privilege. The prosecution must navigate these hurdles carefully to ensure their case withstands legal scrutiny. Additionally, the defendant's high-profile nature adds another layer of complexity to the proceedings, with heightened media attention and public interest surrounding the trial. How has the defense responded to these charges, and what strategies are they employing? The defense has vehemently denied any wrongdoing by Donald Trump or the Trump Organization. They are expected to challenge the validity of the evidence presented by the prosecution and argue that the charges are politically motivated. Additionally, they may seek to discredit key witnesses and raise questions about the legality of the investigation itself. Overall, their strategy appears to be focused on casting doubt on the prosecution's case and portraying Trump as a victim of partisan persecution. Given the polarized political climate, how can one anticipate this trial playing out in the court of public opinion? The trial will likely further polarize public opinion, with Trump's supporters rallying behind him and his critics calling for accountability. However, it's important to remember that legal proceedings should be conducted impartially based on the merits of the case and the evidence presented. Ultimately, the trial's outcome will depend on the prosecution's case's strength and the judicial system's impartiality. There's a new twist. Mayor Adams says Rikers, staffed by professionals, is ready for Trump. The judge in Donald J. Trump's criminal case has threatened him with jail if he continues violating the terms of a gag order. New York City Mayor Eric Adams recently made headlines when he declared that Rikers Island, staffed by what he described as professionals, is prepared to accommodate former President Donald J. Trump if necessary. Adams' statement came amidst ongoing legal proceedings involving Trump, where the judge overseeing the case threatened the former president with jail time if he violated the terms of a gag order. The situation revolves around Trump's criminal case, where he faces allegations about his business dealings and financial practices. Throughout the legal proceedings, Trump has been subject to a gag order, prohibiting him from making public statements that could influence the trial or prejudice the jury. However, Trump's penchant for outspokenness has led to repeated breaches of the gag order, prompting the judge to issue stern warnings about the consequences of his actions. In response to the judge's threats, Mayor Adams asserted that Rikers Island, New York City's notorious jail complex, is equipped and staffed by professionals capable of handling high-profile inmates like Trump. Adams' statement underscores the city's readiness to enforce the rule of law and uphold the integrity of the legal process, regardless of an individual's status or prominence. The mention of Rikers Island, known for its troubled history and overcrowded conditions, reignited debates about the state of the city's criminal justice system and the need for reform. While Adams' remarks may have been intended to convey a message of accountability and impartiality, they also serve as a reminder of the challenges facing the city's correctional facilities and the broader issues of criminal justice reform. As Trump's legal saga continues to unfold, with the specter of potential jail time looming large, the nation's eyes remain fixated on the outcome of the case. Whether Trump will heed the judge's warnings and abide by the terms of the gag order, or face the consequences of his actions remains to be seen. In the meantime, Mayor Adams' assertion regarding Rikers Island's readiness underscores the city's commitment to upholding the rule of law and ensuring that justice is served impartially and equitably. As the trial progresses, we'll closely monitor the proceedings and provide updates on any significant developments. Stay tuned for more podcast episodes as we delve deeper into the legal and political implications of Trump's hush money trial in New York.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.